Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Well, hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, May 11th, 2015, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, I trust that you all had a wonderful time celebrating Mother's Day weekend and paying tribute to the one, the most important person in your life, and that is your mother. You know, we have so many aunties and grandmoms and so many women who have stepped up to the plate to be the mom to someone who needed one. So I want to give a big salute to all of you who are moms, who've had children naturally, you've adopted children, you've been a mentor to someone who needed that mother figure. I want to give you a big salute and just say a huge, big thank you. I personally spent yesterday time with family. And as many of you know, I lost my mom about a year and a half ago, so I had a really peaceful time, but a memorable time, spending some time at the cemetery and paying tribute to my mom. And so it's so wonderful that when you have wonderful memories and when you have memories of times where people have shared their lives with you and have mentored you, no matter who they are, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So again, I want to pay tribute to all of those of you who have been a mom to your children, to someone else's children, and who have lifted up the spirits of another person. You know, this is May, the second month of the second quarter. So guess what? Time is really moving fast, right? And we have to make the best use of the time that has been allotted to us. And it's so important to do that because oftentimes what I find out is that we can be so unfocused on everything that we need to get done that many times we don't realize at all how important it is to just take a deep breath and then ask yourself an important question, which is, what is it that I want to accomplish by Friday? You know, it's really easy. This Monday, this is what I call Magic Monday, because depending on your thought path and the actions that you take, it can either lead you to having a successful week or it can throw you completely off track. So listen up, ladies, because this is so very, very important. I truly want you to get this. The best way to have a successful Friday and to make sure that you have, in my opinion, that you have all the things that you need is to, first of all, ask yourself what goals you would like to go, you know, that you would like to accomplish by Friday. And then from there, what you need to do is you need to easily sit down and write out what tasks are associated with all of these goals. Now, once you do that, check this out. You definitely must look at your calendar, because if you've got a whole bunch of stuff in every time slot in your calendar, but it is really not anything that's helping you to accomplish the goals that you desire to accomplish for the week, ladies, you've got to eliminate some things. You've got to go ahead and get rid of those items in your calendar. Now, this is not to say that if you have doctor's appointments, things that you need to take care of for your children that you shouldn't do, but guess what? It's so important, so very, very important that you realize that you are the one that is responsible for your success, and you are the one that has to develop a very strong, strong desire within yourself to accomplish your goals. And the only way you're going to do that is to push other things out of the way that are not priority as far as setting your goals. And I know that sounds kind of harsh sometimes, because I am telling you to give up some activities. I am telling you to eliminate some of those activities that really are not in your best interest for accomplishing your goals. So you really need to be thinking about that. We have a wonderful featured guest today. Montina Portis, best-selling author, speaker, and CEO of Creative Internet Authority. She is going to be on the show a little bit later on, and you're going to learn how she became so successful through internet marketing, why she has millions of viewers. And, you know, she's going to be sharing her story with you during our Women Making It Happen segment. Also included in our lineup today is I Believe in the Power of Me. Of course, our overall theme for 2015 is just that. And so I'm going to be giving you and going over those four questions that you need to ask yourself in order to take action and get in touch with your inner power, which is so very, very important, okay? Also, I have another wonderful book excerpt for you from Action Has No Season by Michael V. Roberts. And then you can also learn about upcoming events and what's going on over at Women About Biz. So this is an excellent opportunity for you to get your pen and notepad and to take some wonderful notes for yourself. And also, it's an awesome time for you to click over on another line and share today's live broadcast with another friend, a business associate, or a family member. Have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, for those of you with pen in hand, the dial-in number is 347-637-2589. And, of course, for those of you who are listening online, make sure you share the show with your on your favorite social media network. Simply state, Successful Woman Radio is on the air live. You can share the phone number that I just listed out, 347-637-2589, or you can send them directly online to listen to the broadcast live, and that is blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. Again, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. If you haven't, had the opportunity to listen to some of our broadcasts from the year, then this is a good time for you to just mark your calendar to listen for about 30 minutes or so to some of those broadcasts. You can go to SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. Again, SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. And once you get on the site, just look over in your right-hand column, and there they are, the latest show broadcast, all there for you. We've got Action Driven Women, last Monday's show. Before that, Time Savvy Woman. We also have Keeping Up with Keywords. A lot of people have been asking about that, so that is on there as well. We have a Women Making It Happen segment with Tiffany Anisset, a handbag designer. And we've just got so many other broadcasts on Successful Woman Radio, the website, for you to listen to. So, again, when you have the opportunity, go on over to SuccessfulWomanRadio.com and definitely click on the show that you would like to hear. You know, it's been years that I have recommended this, but I want to do it again because so many people tell me that they have created a Successful Woman journal for themselves and they take really good show notes. And so all you need to do is just get yourself a spiral-bound notebook and just, you know, keep it so that as you listen to Successful Woman Radio, you can take some really good notes. And the good thing about it is that it helps you to go back and make reference to things that you might be able to put to use for your business later on. So, you know, again, just start your own Successful Woman Radio journal and make sure you date it and make sure, you know, you take some really good notes so that the information you receive can truly bless your life in so many ways. And if you would like to share it, I have no problem. Just make sure you let people know where you got it from, right here on Successful Woman Radio with me, Trina Newby, your business success coach. I want to also just give a big shout-out to Spring Into Success program. We're getting ready to come to a close on that program, but thank all of you. We had more than 50 people who were in that program. A lot of people had great breakthroughs. A lot of people have relaunched and reset their business, which is so very, very important. And so a bravo to all of you who are making it happen, who are putting things into action, who are understanding that importance of eliminating things that really aren't contributing to your company's success, which is so very, very important. So I'm very excited about that, excited about the program. For those of you that didn't get the opportunity to be a part of the program, don't worry, because we're going to do a repeat of that program very soon, and you'll be able to participate. So again, make sure, ladies, that you have your pen and your notepad out so that you can take some really good notes. I want to go ahead and move right into I believe in the power of me. Again, I believe in the power of me. And I want to go over the four questions that are so very, very important for all of us who are wanting to be successful or more successful, who are making it happen in their lives, their business lives. I think it's so very, very important for you to ask yourself these questions. I have been doing it frequently, and so you need to know, first of all, that you can ask these questions of yourself as often as you need to what I like to say, catapult you into taking action on them, okay? So if you feel like you need to do it two or three times a day, then do so. The biggest thing is just don't ask the questions, but answer them and then take action on your answers. So here's question number one, and I believe in the power of me. Number one, am I clear on my vision and what it is that I want to experience? Now, some people get stuck right here on this very, very question because they say, you know what, I've never thought about that as often. I thought I knew what I want, but I really don't. So let me just break it down for you and make it a little simple, okay? Are you clear on your vision for your business? Do you know what you want to experience in your business within this next 3 to 6 months, okay? Think about what type of sales figures you'd like to have. What are your sales goals? Think about, would you like to be featured in a magazine? Would you like to improve in your marketing? What would you like to see happening from a vision perspective or an experience perspective in your business? Here's question number two. Have I identified habits that are interfering with my success? Again, have I identified habits that are interfering with my success? You know, one of the things that I think is very important for all business women to understand is that whatever you want to do, if you feel like there's a force field holding you back, it probably is, because it probably has something to do with habits that you have developed that are working against what you want. And a lot of times women don't like to face the mirror and look at what is it about them that is causing the problem. But check this out, ladies. In order for us to be powerful, successful women, women that not only can help ourselves and our families, but help others, bless others in this world, we first got to turn the mirror on ourselves and start asking ourselves, you know, what are all of those habits that are buried deep within our subconscious mind that are holding us back from doing the things that we want to do in life? You know, I've heard of incredible breakthroughs from just this one question, because I've heard of women asking themselves what habits are holding me back, and then answering that question and creating habits that will help push them forward. I've had people to tell me that they have had positive results in 24 hours. I've had people to tell me in less than 8 hours that their whole life changed once they identified habits that were holding them back and made a decision to do something about it. So again, this is a very important question. Here's question number three. Have I created goals and tasks to support my vision? Now, I talked about this a little bit earlier, because women are multitaskers. We are always busy being busy, but are we being busy with the right things? And that is so very important to ask ourselves. You know, so this is when you have to really, first of all, make sure that you're clear on what you would like to experience in your life and or your business within this next, let's say, 90 to 180 days or for the rest of this year. You have to ask yourself, are you clear on that? Do you know what you want to experience? Because if you are, then when you move forward and you list goals that are going to support that vision, it makes it easier. Remember, your vision is the flame of your life. It is the flame that will help you to accomplish all of the things that you would like to within your life, okay? And it's very important for you to understand that. However, what you have to realize is that your vision is not going to help you if you aren't ready to make it happen. Let's move on to question number four. Have I set short-term goals? Again, have I set short-term goals to generate the power within me? Remember, sometimes we can set long-term goals that overwhelm us and actually stagnate or cause procrastination. But when we set short-term measurable goals that allow us to experience our vision faster or portions of it faster, it convicts the belief that we have in ourselves, and it lets us know that we are on target, on point, to accomplish whatever we desire. And that is the true power within you. So it's very important that you set those short-term goals and don't overwhelm yourself, and make sure that your goals are broken down enough, okay, that you can accomplish them in a shorter term. You know, ladies, it's all about keeping focused on your goals and knowing the results that you want to see. It's important to know that all of this is a part of the journey of your business, okay? And you need to understand that if you don't believe in yourself, if you don't take action and follow up with things, then guess what? You have lost your power, and it's so important for you to get it back. So, of course, all this year, you're going to hear me talk about reclaiming your power, believing in yourself, making sure that you have that unshakable faith, accomplishing your goals. I'm going to drive it home with you because repetitiveness is a key in your success. Okay, coming up next, we've got a book excerpt from Action Has No Season. And this book is so awesome. I just want to let you guys know right now, you really need to have this book in your success library. It is chock full of information that literally can give you some overnight breakthroughs. Again, the title of the book is Action Has No Season, and the author is Michael V. as in Victor, Michael V. Roberts. He's an attorney, and truly, he definitely has a pulse beat on why some people don't take action and what action is all about. And I was so excited. I heard him first speak in Atlanta, I believe at the African American Chamber of Commerce, and I was just overwhelmed and just totally engrossed in his topic and his talk. And, of course, I ran up and purchased this book, and I've read the book twice. I'm getting ready to read it all over again. And as I have been going through the excerpts and choosing the passages that I would like for you to particularly hear, I know that as I have read those things, I say, you know what, the ladies have got to put this in their success library. So I want to encourage you that if you haven't started your success library yet, books, audios, reports, things that are going to help you to improve your life, enhance your life, and make things happen for yourself, you need to do it. So I will be reading this in just a few minutes, and also this is a good time to share with someone that you know that needs uplifting, they need motivation, they need inspiration, they need a place that they can come to, and it's all about positivity and making things happen, and that is the Successful Woman Radio Show. So go ahead, bless the life of one other woman that you know needs to be in this positive energy, in this positive environment. And, of course, we've got a wonderful, wonderful featured guest coming on in just a little bit, Montina Portis, best-selling author, speaker, and marketing consultant, and you are really going to enjoy this interview. I know that you're going to be uplifted because she is such a wonderful person and so knowledgeable about internet marketing and about life in general. I just truly enjoy talking with her, so stay tuned for Montina Portis. Right now, I'm going to quickly go ahead and go into the book excerpt, Action Has No Season, and then after that, we'll be talking with our featured guest, Montina Portis. Well, I want to read to you chapter 2 of the book, Action Has No Season, Shape Your Vision. The author goes on to say that throughout history, mankind's success as a whole and individually has been revealed through the fulfillment of our innate potential. He says, potential is only realized through work. In an attempt to work, one must take action. Work is the essential function of everyone's being, he says. He says, if you're not working, you're not exposing your inner potential. Most unemployed members of society, specifically those recipients of government assistance, drain a community of its potential. By separating from the labor force, these individuals hinder society's communal growth and potential. They require financial aid to pay for their groceries, living accommodations, entertainment, and medical care. Through the method of paying taxes, the workforce financially supports these dependents. A deficit is created in our society because these lifeless individuals request our government pay for their expenses. The working person shoulders the responsibility of paying for this deficit. He says, in order to cure this deficit and maximize any homeland potential, everyone needs to work. The ability to develop your potential, control your destiny, dominate your field of business, and subdue your enemies depends on the effort or action exerted by you. If you refuse to work, then the potential to manifest your desired image and vision of success will remain dormant and sealed inside of you. Failure to join the workforce, to become your own person, demolishes the possibilities you possess to fulfill your very dream. He says, every person has a dream. A dream is a planted seed in your imagination. Most people have many dreams. These thoughts supply you with goals that you would like to attain. In order to achieve your dreams, you must first wake up. A dream without action is a fantasy. Waking up is taking action. You may have the dream to invent a new form of bioenergy, change ways to control traffic, or save the rainforest of Brazil. However, without a plan of action and a willingness to work, your dream becomes a vision with no mission. This aspiration will only become a wishful idea. To tap into your vision, you must be willing to take action, shaping your dream into a reality. And it requires you to work a plan of action. He says, action serves as the means to summon change. You must comprehend the plan of action's importance and employ it to turn your goals into accomplishment. Barring this realization will leave you merely fantasizing and wasting your time on worthless ideas. Dreamers and visionaries must become actionaires to be effective and successful. Everyone has potential. The actionaire develops their potential, and potential is defined as continuously existing in the state of possibility, hidden strength, untapped power, and unused resources. Your quantity of resources is not the issue. The real concern is the amount of action you generate within those resources. He says, resolving this matter will ultimately determine your level of authority and your wealth. The question is not how much potential you have, rather how much work will you put into perfecting and pushing your potential forward. People who fear responsibility remain the same because they fear change. They shift the responsibility to bring about change onto other people. If you never change, what hope can you provide for yourself or future generations that change can be a reality? Those visuals who fear action and duty to their dreams will always be led and never lead. They allow decisions to be made for them and not by them. Through their attachment to tradition, to fearful individuals, they create the perfect design that terminates their will to take action and fulfill their potential. This form of self-abuse, and notice he calls it self-abuse, he says this form of self-abuse will eventually cause them to disbelieve in their own power. They believe that their needs are being met, but in actuality, they are permitting themselves to be drawn into the habits of the status quo. Your resources will multiply when you work. There is an old adage that states, if you are faithful over little, you will be made ruler over much. You can only handle that which you are willing to accept. Actionaires who presently
govern over little projects will eventually attract greater tasks that require more responsibility and more work. In turn, this cycle of change continues to bring more resources and larger responsibilities. Performing is always better than discussing. Work is the means to multiply your resources. And again, this was taken from Chapter 2, Shape Your Vision, and he talks about the fact, and he says it strongly, and I'm glad that he does. He talks about the fact that, you know, there are some people who are receiving, you know, government assistance that don't really need to be receiving it. There are certain people who have a mindset of holding their hand out. And I have found myself many years ago, I remember when I started my business, you know, I found myself holding my hands out, wanting something free. And I know there are a lot of people today, they have that same mentality. You know, they want to know all of the government resources that are available to get their business started as though they can't make things happen on their own, but you actually can. You can make things happen. And so it's important for you to understand and take the positivity in the way that he is giving you this information about action, because he is not downplaying or trying to insult individuals who need to depend on any type of assistance. What he's saying is that there are individuals out there, okay, who have used different types and forms of assistance, just not government assistance, but they have used different types of assistance to lean on and depend on others for their sustenance when they are able-bodied individuals who can make things happen for themselves. But they have developed a negative habit, and that habit has taken over. And as such, they will never know just how much they could have accomplished. And, you know, I remember a very, very important person in my life who really impacted my life, and that was Miles Monroe. He's not with us anymore, but one of his books, The Power of Vision, I would definitely encourage you to add that to your success library. One of his books, The Power of Vision, really, really inspired me, and I heard him speak live one time, and he said that there are, you know, billions of people lying in the graves today full of potential, full of, you know, full of so much power, but it will never be recognized. There are millionaires and billionaires that are laying there with that type of potential, but it will never be recognized because every single person, what's meant for you is meant for you. And if you don't take action on it, nobody else is going to be able to take action on it because it's yours. Everybody has their own success DNA. So ladies, action. Taking action and stop doing so much talking and start acting on what it is that you want for your life and for your business. So very, very important. And I want to encourage you strongly to make sure that you ask yourself those important questions that I mentioned earlier in I Believe in the Power of Me, because it is very, very important. Well, coming up, we've got a person who I admire. I met her now almost probably a year ago at a pro networker event here in Atlanta, and there was something about it that just drew me to her, and we have become great friends, and I admire all that she has done, and I'm talking about no other than Montina Portis. I want to make sure that Montina, that your mic is open. So if you could just let me know if you can hear me loud and clear.
I can hear you loud and clear, and I'm so happy to be here with you today.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I am just going to read Montina's bio to everyone, and then from there we'll get right on with the interview doing the Women Making It Happen segment. First of all, Montina is a best-selling author, speaker, and marketing consultant. She founded Creative Internet Authority, a full-service marketing agency that specializes in legal marketing for lawyers and law firms to help them attract more clients and generate more referrals. And, of course, that makes more money. Montina created the CIA Marketing Success Formula and understands how marketing works, from video marketing, social media, content development, and marketing overall. She doesn't talk the talk. Like most agencies, she and her team truly have results.
Montina has an extensive background in creative marketing strategies, growing her community online, get this, to over 50,000 followers on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+. She is also an online instructor with multiple institutions, including the largest online institution in the world, with over 15,000 students actively enrolled in her courses. Montina has appeared on network TV shows and has frequent appearances as a leading expert and business advisor in marketing on Fox News, ABC, CBS, NBC, and she has a regular segment on CBS. Wow, Montina, welcome to Successful Woman Radio.
Thank you so much. Again, I'm excited to be here with all of your listeners and with you and to share some great information.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, first of all, I am so excited that we finally got you on the show. As you know, I've been working to get you on the show, and you're just traveling all around and all over the place giving interviews on various network stations. So I feel just so honored that you are here with us on Successful Woman Radio. You know, you have such a very interesting life and an interesting past, and you're doing some awesome things out there. So I want to start right away with asking you if you will share how you rose above your past to create a successful business. Share a little bit about your travels in your life.
Well, I'll be happy to share that. And, you know, I just want to point out, I'm so excited to be on your show today. And it took a lot of effort to get here because every Monday I tend to, or every other, travel to do segments for CBS.
Mm-hmm.
But I also point out that the reason why I only traveled on Monday was because Tuesday through Friday, I have my mom hat on and I take my son to school every day. And it was something I just was not willing to sacrifice even to do on, you know, CBS or Fox. So with me, with my past, when I was 18 months old, my mother abandoned me. My father was in prison serving 20 years. I went to live with my aunt when I was 16 and she kicked me out and I was homeless. By the time that I was 18 years old, I was 9 months pregnant, and I was living, well, I wasn't 9 months, I was pregnant living in the YWCA shelter in Alliance, Ohio. By the time I was 19, I had a 9-month-old, and I was living in a homeless shelter. I still managed to get my GED, graduate with my master's, build my first home, and now I have my own companies, I've made millions in my lifetime. And it just goes to show it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter where you're from, anything is possible. Again, if you're willing to put in the work, if you're willing to believe, and if you're willing to take massive action, it can be done.
Absolutely. And, you know, and one of the things, because we've talked about this before, and I told you about the theme this month, which is the action-driven woman, because it's so important for people to take action. You certainly have taken action in your life. What do you think about that topic, and how important do you think action really is? I mean, you know, people hear it, and then they don't do anything, but how important has it been in your life and your business to take action to get you where you are today?
Well, I'm a person that takes quick action, but I'm very strategic. I think it's extremely important because what happens is if you have this amazing idea and you say, well, you know what, I want to do this, but you never do it, you're ultimately lying to yourself. You're not lying to anyone else but yourself. And one of the things about sharing goals and then not taking action is you train your subconscious that it's okay to not do what you say you're going to do. And the more that you do that, the less that you're going to succeed, you know, the less that you're going to have in your life and the less likely you are to succeed in your life. So I believe it's extremely important. Even today as I'm sitting here with you, I'll tell you my calendar is full, not just for today. My calendar is full for the entire week. I am focused. I know what I'm doing from hour to hour, minute to minute. I know where my attention is supposed to go. And, again, it's very important for us to be very strategic and focused and to take massive action. I mean, it needs to be to the point, Trina, where some people ask me, do you sleep? And I say, I nap. Or people need to think you're crazy because you're taking such quick action. And what happens is you start now, you'll start seeing results. And the more that you take action, the more results you'll see.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about how you got started altogether in the world of entrepreneurism and
you know, and some of the things that you've done in the past to, you know, your various businesses that you've had and what you do. Share that with our listening audience.
Well, I think way back, I think I've always probably been a true entrepreneur at the core of who I am, and I just didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up and I lived with my aunt, I actually went to a school outside of my school district, and I have that story where I caught the city bus at 5:30 in the morning, and
mm-hmm,
then they let me
mm-hmm.
off of like half a mile. I had to walk almost a mile up to get to the school, and I needed bus money. My aunt wasn't always giving it to me because she told me she didn't get enough money for me. Now, one of the things she did
mm-hmm.
is make sure I had a solid education, so I was selling blow pops, and I was selling little candies from the dollar store just to have enough bus money and to have
mm-hmm.
lunch money to get home and things like that. So as I progressed into my careers, I worked for the Boy Scouts of America, I worked for Allstate Financial, I've had really great careers, really great positions. I realized that when I was really in my career, I was a single mom, I was divorced at the time, I was making great money. I wanted to provide resources to single parents, and I founded a nonprofit. Now, I didn't realize that was part of being an entrepreneur, but I just wanted a way to funnel more, you know, money and information and to give
mm-hmm.
to these single parents. So I started that nonprofit and had it online. I'd host meetings in my city. And then eventually I married my second husband, and he's always been an entrepreneur, self-employed, and he really enjoyed it. And I, of course, was like, why can't you just get a job? You know, why can't you have a career? And I really realized he's just not hardwired that way. And
mm-hmm,
when I started,
mm-hmm.
you know, we opened a gym in Atlanta, Georgia. We moved from Florida to Georgia. And after opening that gym, I could literally see the numbers. I could track the numbers. I knew and understood. I was really good with it. And even though the gym closed, I eventually was online doing YouTube and making my own natural products because I had natural hair or have natural hair, and people would ask me about the products. And I simply would say, I'll create a video and teach you how. Well, then eventually I started selling these products, and $2.50 products turned into $12,000 in 20 days and $100,000 within 2 years online. And that's when
wow.
I think I can do this. And it really is at the core. We're not taught to think as entrepreneurs. We're not taught to, what I often say is, when what you kill is what you eat, you figure out really fast what you're good at and what you're not.
Mm-hmm.
But once
Absolutely.
You start really understanding that, you know, that's what it comes into. If you have a hobby and you have, you know, call it a side hustle, but if you're making some money on the side, it's already in you, and it's just a matter of you saying,
mm-hmm.
is it something that you want to expand, or are you really comfortable working for someone else and having them state what you're worth and how much you're making? And if you are, Trina, that's okay. But if you
mm-hmm.
have something on the side
mm-hmm.
and it excites you and you wake up every day and you want to provide more of this to people, then that's the part where you kind of want to water that seed, give that seed some sunlight, and that's where you want to let that seed blossom. And it doesn't have to be overnight, because there's no overnight success.
Absolutely.
But if you just continue day in and day out and be consistent, you're going to pretty soon see where that little tiny seed can grow up and be a mustard tree.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned videos, and I know that many consider you to be the queen of YouTube because you've had phenomenal success with YouTube, and you not just success, but when I've talked to you about it, you seem to have mastered the knowledge required to truly understand YouTube. So could you share some of your accomplishments with YouTube and how, you know, again, you started out everything with you utilizing video. Share a little bit of that with us.
Absolutely. YouTube is a phenomenal platform, and most people, they get on YouTube and they get the idea, I'm going to make all this money on YouTube. It's not the way you make money on YouTube. That's not how, by just creating all these videos. The
mm-hmm.
real secret to YouTube is building a brand, creating a
mm-hmm.
story, building up where people find you and they say, you're the expert. I don't care what it is. I have a video where I just show people how to cut up a watermelon and it has 20,000 views. So what I was
mm-hmm.
able to do with YouTube was, essentially, I learned how to use YouTube strategically enough to build myself up as an authority with natural products, with natural hair,
mm-hmm.
with passive income, with business, with informational products. And so that's where the success of YouTube comes. So it's being very strategic with the videos that you create, the posture that you have. If you want people to see you as a person that has a product or service that is better than everyone else, because really that's what it is. Why would I choose your service or your product over dozens and hundreds of others? why would I work with you? You want to use YouTube as a platform to share. I mean, freely give, freely share. You want to turn on that video cam, you know, pretty much everywhere you go. And you want to have a lot of fun with it. And that's how I became like the queen of YouTube, because I wasn't just using, you know, I started off with natural hair like most do. But then I really started thinking like, okay, there's only so many natural hair videos that I can create. How can I expand? Mm-hmm. So that's when I started showing people how to make natural products. And then I started creating guides. And then people started asking me the questions, and I started creating YouTube videos. So then I branched out and had my main channel. And then I have multiple channels now on YouTube. One of my assistants runs a vegan channel for me. And you can make money from using Creative Commons. You can actually use other people's videos and create channels from it and make thousands of dollars per month using that. So that's really, again, how I grew with YouTube. I don't see YouTube as, it's a lot of fun, but every video I create really is strategically placing me as the expert in whatever it is that I want to talk about.
Absolutely. And, you know, you said a key word there, which is strategic, because a lot of people just feel that, okay, they feel the rush to get on YouTube and the rush to do a video. It's just kind of like social media on Facebook. You know, everybody feels the rush to be on Facebook because that's what everybody's doing. And so they go on Facebook without any thought as to how they can utilize it for their business. And so, you know, every single day for years now, people have just been posting and posting and posting, and they seem to be in trance with Facebook and social media without really looking at how it can be a value to their business. And they're doing the same thing with YouTube, which is, you know, hey, I'm just going to throw up some videos. But I know for sure that if you are a small business owner, you know, your internet reputation is so very, very important to help you brand your business. And unfortunately, Montina, I think there's not enough thought being put into the overall marketing strategy for online for a lot of small businesses. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. There has to be a strategy for your content marketing, your video marketing. And again, we're talking about people who are thinking about business. Now, if this is just a hobby thing you want to do, that's fine. But if you're talking about from a business perspective, there has to be a strategy in place. I absolutely agree with you.
Wonderful. Now, through all of your experience with internet marketing and you truly learning the steps and the techniques, you've made a decision, you know, you're now also CEO Authority. And if you could, I'd like for you to just share with our listening audience a little bit about your new company and all of the awesome things that you're doing with this new company focus.
Thank you so much. Well, we are the CIA, the Creative Internet Authority, and we are a full-service marketing agency, and we are specifically focused in legal marketing for lawyers and law firms. So meaning full service means we take on everything from their website, their content marketing, their search engine optimization, their directories, their citations, their social media. I mean, when I say we're full service, we even make sure they have their call chat on their website. I listed everything that I did over the course of the 5-6 years online and said, I'm going to go into this vertical now, we call it. I'm going to dominate it because I know that lawyers advertise, but I also know that it's not always effective advertising. They're not tracking it. Maybe they have a nice website, but they're not doing the social media component, or they have the word of mouth hoax strategy, but they're not implementing a system in place to capture reviews and ask for referrals. And I actually, when my first client came on board that was from a law firm, I knew. I mean, it was like an amazing marriage. It was phenomenal. Things were going smooth, and I thought, this is definitely the group of people that I want to serve. They're so intelligent. They know what they want. They're focused on results. And we can make things happen for them. And so that's why I decided with my company to go with that focus. And also, I knew that I wanted to grow a company. This company is not just me. I have a team of 6 that helps me make sure that we run this for our clients in the most efficient way, and that we're helping them attract more clients, generate more referrals, and make more money in their law firm.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, I know as we talked, you were also telling me not only do you specialize in helping attorneys, but female attorneys. And why did you make a decision to choose, you know, primarily female attorneys in marketing to them?
Well, I don't only choose female attorneys. I market to all. We have clients that are males, and we have clients that are females. But one of the things that we've done strategically is just really tried to open it up to women associations. So I speak at multiple different associations across the country, we are, you know, open to speaking to women associations, letting them know that, you know, if they want to dominate outside of the courtroom, they're already inside the courtroom with the competition, but if they want to dominate, this is how they do it. And I think a lot of times, you know, women in business, we hold so many different hats. Like I said, I take my son to school. You know, I'm a wife. I'm a mother of three children. You know, I have to make sure the household's run. I can work a whole full day, and everyone looks at me and say, Mom, what's for dinner? And I'm more tired than everyone else. I'm sure that I'm marketing my business. And most times women, you know, I call it tooting your own horn. Women aren't as likely to say, look at me, look what I'm doing. They're not the ones that are going to talk about their accomplishments. Well, that's what I help you do. Look, we help you talk about your accomplishments. Our whole goal is to help you crush it online and dominate, and that's what they have to do, again, outside of the courtroom.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you're so right. And I think what you just said can really be applied to women business owners in general. I have a lot of clients who say to me that, you know, I don't want to market myself in this way. I don't want to toot my horn. I don't want to brag on myself. But I'm telling you, if you're not willing to do that, then you're not going to get seen or heard. And I know that the type of marketing that you are doing is very, very important for all types of attorneys. Could you share just a little bit information about your book? Because your book became a bestseller very quickly. So if you could tell our listening audience about it and how they can learn more about getting it.
Absolutely. So I've written a couple of different books. YouTube Video Marketing Secrets Revealed, The Beginner's Guide to Online Video Marketing is one I'm known for. And then I've written books about how to create passive income streams and 21 simple steps to creating passive income streams. And I even wrote a book that The Jump is the Story, 30 Days to Greater Faith. And they can find those at earnmoneywithebooks.com. And the thing about those books that I wrote four of those books, and my fifth one is How to Market a Law Firm Online. The four books that I wrote, I actually wrote those while I was still a full-time employee. I was still a full-time employee, and I wrote four books. And then, of course, I've written the one about marketing the law firm. That one is only available to lawyers that request it at How to Market a Law Firm, How to Market Your Law Firm Online. And, again, it's only available to lawyers. But the others can be found at earnmoneywithebooks.com. Now, the reason why I achieved success with my books very quickly is because I had a strategy. I typically launch books around my birthday because that's when people are showing attention to you. They're coming over to your Facebook page. And you can run a free campaign, which is so easy to do through Amazon's Kindle Direct platform and program. And you can give it to them for free. And you can have downloads get to that number one spot. And then after the downloads taper off, people are going to buy your book based on the reviews. So, again, I just encourage everyone to get online and have their books there. I have paper books, paperback for all my books, and I also have two of them on audible.com, which are How to Grow a Passive Income in 20 Simple Steps and The Jump is the Story, 30 Days to Greater Faith, are both on audible.com. And that brings us to, and really here I'll say, that's having multiple streams of income. It took me about 85 days before I identified the law niche and decided I want to be the vertical. I'm going to write a book on this. I'm going to build out the site. But I had passive income streams coming in, so I knew that I had at least what I call a base income so that I could concentrate on growing another stream of income. So we all need to have at least a base income, recurring revenue coming in.
Yes, and I totally agree with that. And I like the fact that you're mentioning vertical and how important it is. And, you know, and for individuals who are listening, you're in small business, you're ready to move forward, then perhaps you too need to think about going vertical in your business, which means to niche
to target, to zone in on a particular target market instead of going wide, you go vertical, because it will help you to be better focused and can help you to be a better subject expert on what you are doing. So very, very important. Well, I am just so excited to know all of the wonderful things that you're doing. I want to make sure that for those of you who are listening, you want to get hold of Montina's books. You can go to earnmoneywithebooks.com. Again, earnmoneywithebooks.com. That'll take you to the page where you can view her books. And, you know, definitely you'll want to read them, chock full of information. Montina, if you could share three wisdom tips with our listening audience, something that women need to know about being in business and making things happen for themselves.
Well, I would say, you know, three tips I'd have to give would be to be strategic. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you do needs to be strategic. If you're going to post on social media, ask yourself why. I remember when a business coach asked me, do you want to be popular online or profitable? I mean, I was really popular for a long time, and then I really had to think about it. So be strategic. Know why. That would be the second one I'd say. Know why you're posting. You know, get laser focused would be the third one I'd say. And I only work with lawyers and law firms. I had someone just ask me today, can you build out the business or build out a website for another business? No, we only work for lawyers and law firms. So, again, be strategic, know your why, and get laser focused. I mean, like I said, focus to the point where people think you're crazy. And that's when you'll be like, man, I think this is something. Laser focused. We cannot be everything to everyone. Our business can't be everything to everyone. Target women, like I told you, we have all kind of lawyers we work with, but we only work with lawyers, and there's a sub-niche within that. I could go in and say I'm only going to work with personal injury attorneys. I'm only going to work with bankruptcy attorneys. I'm only going to work with traffic attorneys. So, that's the big thing, and I get a lot of women that come to me and they work with natural products. If you can go after one market, one sub-niche, and only speak their language, you're going to make so much money because now you're targeting the people that you really, truly will enjoy working with. And, Trina, I'm sure you know this one. When you get into your target market and only attract the people that you want to have, you actually truly enjoy working with them.
Absolutely. You begin to fulfill your purpose and you begin to be so self-assured and self-confident in what you're doing, right?
Absolutely.
Definitely so. And I just wanted to repeat the three wisdom tips. You said be strategic, know your why, know why you're doing what you're doing, and get laser focused. And so, ladies, all of you who are listening and taking in this information, perhaps why you're not seeing results or getting better results, it could be that you're not focused enough, or perhaps you're all over the place and you're not zoning in on your target market. Perhaps you've not really become a strategist for your business to strategize and know exactly what you want to accomplish in your business and how you're going to go about doing it. And again, you know, ladies, do remember that with everything that you want to accomplish, there definitely has to be a strategy. Montina, I am so excited that you were on the show today. And if you could just give out some resources for people to learn more about you and what you do, I'd appreciate it.
Absolutely. You can find me everywhere online at Montina Portis. And, again, that was strategic. Before I left my full-time career, I went by Tina Portis because my name is so unique. But Montina Portis, I take it the first 100 pages of Google. I have montinaportis.com. And if you're a lawyer or a law firm, I'd love to have you go over to How to Market Your Law Firm Online, get your free book, and set up a marketing audit with me. So, Trina, thank you so much. It's such a blessing that we met at a networking event. Again, we were out being strategic with our businesses. We were laser-focused. And you've been such an amazing blessing to my life. And I just want to thank you for giving me an opportunity to be on the Successful Women Radio. Had a great time.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And thank you. And again, everyone who's listening, I've just interviewed Montina Portis. She's the CEO of Creative Internet Authority. And, of course, you can learn more about her by going to MontinaFortas.com. Or if you're an attorney and you want to learn all about marketing your law firm online, and, Montina, correct me if I'm wrong, but you can go to HowToMarketYourLawFirmOnline.com, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, wonderful. Well, Montina, you have a blessed and productive week, and we look forward to learning all of the wonderful things that you're doing as you grow your company.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Take care. And again, that was Montina Porter, CEO of Creative Internet Authority, and she just said some awesome things. Of course, I wanted to ask her 1,001 questions, but I tried to kind of narrow it down. But Montina talked about being vertical, and I want to just kind of quickly explain that vertical simply means that you are marketing and niching in a particular field or a particular area. And she talked about how that is so important in order to grow, because it's at that time that you can become an expert in that particular area. Now, how does that apply to many of us who are small business owners, home business owners? You know, you might be in direct sales. Well, what that means, for example, and I'll take direct sales, you know, yes, your company represents a lot of products, but you may make a decision to go vertical and choose one product that you are absolutely passionate about, that you are the product of the product, you use it, and you may take that one product and go vertical to market and bring attention to yourself. So you may create a strategy around that complete product. Not to say that you're not representing others, but your decision to go vertical and market that one product or to brand yourself will help you to better pull out those people who might need that particular type of product or service. Also, if you are a service-oriented business, you know, you can go vertical. This is not to say that you can't have more than one service, but you can go vertical and literally prioritize and put above the rest a premium service that seems to be greatly in demand and that you know you are totally an expert about, and you want to push yourself on that. So going vertical is very, very key in being successful. And again, it doesn't mean that it's the only thing that you're doing, but it's certainly where you're going to put the most of your money. It's certainly what you're going to give most of your attention to. So very, very important. You know, we can take a look at AT&T, we could take a look at Cox Cable, Xfinity, we could take a look at all of these big companies that are out there, and what we will notice is that they are all known for one particular type of service or product, right? Like AT&T is known for what? The phone, right? Phone service. But they do a lot of other things, but they are very vertical in the way they market themselves. And the same for Xfinity. You know, they talk about, you know, they're like one of the number one cable companies. They talk about that, but they offer so many other services. But you can't, you know, when you're trying to market, Montina talked about this, you can't be everything to everybody. And so what you're going to have to do is make some decisions on what you want to stand for. So very, very important. I want to go ahead right now and move right into upcoming things that are going on over at Women About Biz. So very, very important for that. First, for all of you who are in the Atlanta area, definitely want to remind you that this Thursday, which is May 14th, this Thursday we're going down into the Lithonia Stone Mountain area for Business Women's Night Out at PGI Fridays in the Stonecrest area. And, of course, you can learn more about that by simply going to AtlantaWomenAboutBiz.com. Again, AtlantaWomenAboutBiz.com. That'll take you right to that Atlanta page so that you can learn more about that. Also, I want to remind those of you nationwide to remember to check out all of the various channels that are in our small business section. If you go to womenaboutbiz.com and you hold your mouse over small business in the top red menu bar, in the down drop, you will see all of the wonderful channels that we have available for you to get great information. Everything from business ideas for women, business marketing, making money online. We've got a great channel called Christian Business Women, Business Grants for Women. Check out our Moneypreneur channel as well. So we've got some great information for you to check out over at womenaboutbiz.com. Last but not least, I think it's so important for you that if you have not created your profile and become a part of our private community on the Women About Biz website, what are you waiting on? Come on, there are women who want to connect with you, women who want to get to know you. So definitely please make sure that you, if you have not joined, make sure that you join. Consider becoming a silver member. It's only $9.99 a month, but it gives you some great features, okay? You get the opportunity to have a full profile featured on the Women About Biz site. You have full access to the social network where you can connect with other business women who are there. And there are so many other benefits. So definitely make sure you check out our membership at Women About Biz. And also, if you are already a member, please make sure that you keep your profile up to date. So very, very important. I've had a wonderful time with you today, ladies. I'm glad that you tuned in to listen to Successful Women Radio, which is so very, very important. And I want you to mark your calendar for Monday, the 18th, as we come back again with more great information that you can put to use in your business so that you can be more successful. This is Trina Newby, your host and your business success coach, saying get productive, start believing more in yourself and in your dreams, start taking action. Bye-bye, everybody.